Well, good morning, everybody. Welcome back to the Drake Podcast of Joy and Gozo TV on this beautiful Thursday morning, May 23rd, 2019. How are you, my dear friend? Thank you so much for being here. Thank you so much for checking out my channel. Make sure that you like, comment, subscribe. Give me a five-star review in iTunes so that this podcast can go out to more people. It helps the Apple algorithm to put my podcast at the top of their charts. So talking today about how to not let the Spirit of God leave you. And what I mean by that is not so much a condition of being saved or not, or being ungodly or not, but just the fear that sometimes people have that they're not being as spiritual as they used to be. I don't know about you, but sometimes I talk to a lot of people that say to me, Trig, I feel like I'm not where I should be with God. And I know exactly how that feels. I'm sure you do as well, right? We all do. We all know what it's like. Gozo bell right there, by the way. Gozo means joy in Spanish, in case that's new to you. But I think all of us can relate to feeling empty inside, concerned about life. Like the Bible says, that seed is planted in our hearts, but the concerns and worries of the world, they choke out the life of us. I know that sometimes when I have something in my body that hurts, when I'm feeling anxious or concerned about my church, or I see the low numbers and the low offering, I get worried, and my joy, a spirit of joy that is normally in me, it seems to leave. How do we recover that? I want to give you five tips. Number one is to go back to the scriptures. Go back to the Word of God. Psalm 139 says that, Lord, search my heart, know me. And if there's anything in me that is not worthy of you, then remove it from me. We have to give God permission to examine our hearts. You know, a lot of times the reason why joy leaves, or that sense of the Spirit of God leaves, is because we're allowing junk in our bodies. If I'm overthinking money or my success or what car I drive, then God can't coexist with that. We grieve the Holy Spirit when we're concerned and worried and focused on this life. That's why Matthew 6 says that the pagans chase after this world. It is the unbelieving world that chases after money and success and comfort and freedom. You and I need to chase after the heart of God. So make sure always that you check your own heart. Number two is to go back to prayer and worship. Number one is the scriptures. Number two is prayer and worship. And I have those two separately because it really all depends on your personality. Some people, they learn mostly from reading the scriptures, others from hearing the Word of God. You know, the Bible says that the way that faith grows is by hearing, and hearing the Word of God. And so that's why hearing sermons is so important. Hearing a podcast like this one or your favorite preacher online is so crucial to getting that Spirit of God back in you, or walking in the Spirit, as Galatians 5 says. But other people, they get connected with God through worship, through prayer, through nature walks, through exercise, through writing or journaling. There are many ways that you and I can connect with that, with God. Make sure that whatever that tool is, that you practice it. And remember that it's a discipline. It's not something you're going to feel like doing when you're feeling down. It's like exercise. You know you want to do it. You have the membership. You have the shoes. You have maybe an hour or so, but you just don't want to do it. It's a discipline. That's why they call it spiritual disciplines or spiritual formation. Ask God for discipline. Ask the Holy Spirit to give you that discipline, and so that you can get back into your habits. Number three is to be social. I don't mean social media at all. I would say that is what kills the Spirit of God faster than anything these days. But I'm talking about people. It grieves my heart when people begin to not show up to church or to Bible study or to prayer. Not because I want to see them there. Of course, I like to see people. Who doesn't? But because I know their lives are going to be filled with more stress, filled with more anxiety, filled with more loneliness. We are social creatures. And what other place do you have on earth? Do we have on earth? Like the church. There's nowhere else in this world where you can go and be with people that want the same thing that you want, that are longing for God, that are sharing their stories, that are sitting around a table talking about God, life, kids, stress, sex, whatever it may be, all the stuff of life. Yes, we talk about sexuality at my church. It's part of who we are as human beings, just like job and stress and traffic. It's all part of who we are. Be social. And not once a month, not, oh yeah, I watched the thing online, or, oh, I'm working. Every week, go to church 2-3 times a week. I wish we could all go to church 5 times a week. First, because there's nothing better to do than to go to church and be with godly people. But also so that we can witness to other people and say, hey, why don't you come with me? And then I would say, because that's how we stay encouraged. And we stay connected to God. Now you might say, well, I'm busy, I'm tired, I have to study, I have to do all these things. Really? How much studying are you doing? Are you getting a PhD, a master's degree? And when are you going to be done with all this studying? Oh, I have to work out, I have to work, go to... Are you really making that much money? Like, are you giving to the church that much more? You're stressing out at work. I mean, I'm not trying to be mean. My point is, evaluate your life. Are you really doing the things that are the best things for you? Go to church. Go every day, every week. Don't miss one day. Number four is to make sure that you take a break from just the intensity of it all. Sometimes when I get too hyper-focused on all the mess in my life and what hurts me and what I wish was happening at my church or how I wish it was more fit, it's because I'm hyper-focused. Let go of the intent of the intensity of it all. Try to find something that gives you peace, that isn't work or school or to-dos or even working out or cleaning your house. All good things. Yesterday, it was drizzling here in the LA area, and it was a nice change of pace. You know, it hardly rains here in SoCal. So I began to drive. I was going to go get a bite to eat. And instead of just going to whatever, Del Taco and back to work, I just kept driving. And it began to rain. And I don't know, I was actually just driving through like kind of just dense parts of town. There was no nature, there were no clouds in the sky. It was just streets, city streets. But God began to speak to me and just tell me, you know, I'm here with you in the car. I want to minister to you. Just keep driving until I tell you to turn around. And so I did. I just drove for like, I don't know, 10 minutes, 15 minutes, and then I just came back. It was just a detoxing time. Very important. And then number five is to just work hard. Sometimes when we feel the Spirit of God is leaving us, it's because maybe we're overthinking, overfeeling, procrastinating perhaps, we're depressed, or we're overwhelmed with life. Get back on the horse. Do your work. Sell that. Sell your whatever products you're selling online. Go back to school. Actually study. Actually go to the gym. Actually take care of your car. Wash your car. Get a haircut. Do the practical things that are to-dos and are must-dos. Pay your bills. Go and talk to your boss about a raise that you need. Take control of your life. Obviously, you're praying, you're seeking the Lord, but what I mean is, don't let life just happen. The reason why sometimes we feel like the Spirit of God is leaving us is because we're procrastinating, we're letting just things happen to us. We're becoming victims, or we're just spectators of our own lives. Get back in there. Do the work. I love how the Bible says when Paul's talking to Timothy, he says, do the work of an evangelist. Paul's saying to his young protege, Timothy, you have to get in there and actually do the work. I tell you the same thing. Don't let life happen to you. Don't let relationships happen to you. Don't let Facebook and Instagram just happen to you and control your life. take control of Instagram. Delete 99% of your friends. Delete 100% of your people on Facebook and just simply watch Gozo TV and my TV show. Take control of your destiny. I think in conclusion, the Spirit of God is a very sensitive human being, or a very sensitive spirit, I guess what I mean to say. And just like my wife, for example, if I say nice things to her, then she feels loved. If I ignore her, then she will feel ignored. Same goes with the Holy Spirit. Take care of the Holy Spirit. Invite him back into your life. Do not grieve the Holy Spirit, says the Bible. Meaning, don't do things that will throw him out the door. Instead, say, like David says, Lord, return to me the joy of my salvation. My prayer for you today is that you will receive the gift of the Holy Spirit once again, that you will walk in joy, in victory, in peace, by seeking his face, by seeking God's help, by knowing that he loves you, by knowing that he's that good shepherd that will always be by your side. May God give you the joy and the courage to seek his face today. In Jesus' name, amen. Thank you so much for listening. Make sure that you share, like, comment, share this podcast with 10 of your friends. Go to Facebook Messenger and tell all your friends to listen to the David Trigg Show, the Trigg Podcast of Joey and Gozo TV. Just simply go to davidtrigg.com, davidtrigg.com/podcast. Thank you so much. I will see you next time.
Thank you for listening to the David Trigg Show. Find the complete archive at davidtrigg.com or subscribe for free through the podcast app on iTunes or Stitcher on Android.
Each week, we bring you a message of joy, success, and personal power in spite of fear, anxiety, and depression. Because as we like to say, though there's pain in the night, gozo comes in the morning.